Yeah, you already know what it is. Your boy Bands alongside Regina Christina. We are Spark Up PVD. We got a special guest in the house.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Super Super special. Okay, wait. Let me try to sing first before she says
no,
anything.
Please no.
No.
Oh,
no.
You're right, because she just dragged you for
wow.
I'm not about to be next. It's my birthday. I don't want to be dragged.
It's not your birthday anymore. This is crazy. It has to stop.
So we have beautiful, talented young lady in the room. We have Rach.
Yes.
What's going on?
Nice.
How's everything?
Woo! Yeah, I'm good. Everything's good.
Ow.
There's a warm welcome.
So plug us into all of your social media so the people know where to find you early.
All right. So everything, all my socials are my name is that I have.
Lit.
Nice. You've been doing this media run. We've been watching. I saw you on the Business of Soul Searching the other day.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that when you leave here, you see that this was the best interview that you had out of all the interviews.
Hey.
Now.
Hey.
Competitive.
Honestly, I walked in and you guys had a diffuser with lavender.
The lavender.
Shout out to Manny.
The lavender's mad vibe.
He always got the vibe.
Lavender is my favorite essential oil.
It puts you in the zone. Like, mm-hmm. Dude, like,
that was beautiful, though. See, that was beautiful.
Don't gas her up. We're gonna have to deal with this.
Crazy. I might need a thing. Is not listen. Her thing. It's the clarinet.
Oh yo,
my
God.
Girl used to. She was the best clarinet
yo,
player in Rhode Island.
Facts.
Right here, she was in the.
I was one of the best wind.
That's
players
awesome. I
in
wish
the
I
state.
Could play an instrument.
That was.
Oh really?
She was yeah. In the honor, the special class. She was so good. The wins.
They make fun of me because they don't
girl.
Believe me. But it
we're
is
not
true.
Making fun of you. We always back her up. Like she was the best. I didn't know her at that time, but in my heart, I know that she was the best.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she was the best.
See?
Oh, okay. All right. It's over now. Can you get to the culture shock?
You guys are funny.
All right. It's time for your favorite segment of the hour. If you want to keep your ear close to the streets, you come to meet your girl, Reggie. And it's time for the culture shock. I'm only doing one story today because, one, I had a final today and I'm tired. And two, it's my birthday and I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. So.
Lay it on the table.
My one story. Offset pulls up on Cardi B's show. She is headlining Rolling Loud. Mm-hmm. Headlining. Mm-hmm. Did we think Cardi would headline a show? I mean, we did eventually. But she's headlining one of the biggest hip-hop/rap showcases in the country. And who do we find? Offset, whose first name we still don't know. Like, I don't understand.
It's hard to pronounce. I can't get it. Yeah, it is. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Off, Mr. Set, comes onto the stage and with flowers that say, take me back, Cardi. Manipulation.
Cringe.
Toxic masculinity. What else? It's just really terrible.
Entitlement.
I'm at work. You know what I mean? Like, I am clocked in. And here you come taking my shine, wearing the same color I'm wearing. Like, I don't understand.
How did he even know what she was wearing?
Of course he knew what she was going to wear.
How?
He just texted her stylist, like, what's she wearing? Yeah, you know she's wearing this little red bodysuit or whatever. And then he was like, boom, I definitely got that. And then pulled up with the red flowers and everything. I'm sick.
Me too.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yo, and on top of that, he didn't drop his album.
Was he supposed to?
Yeah, on the 14th. He missed the whole date and everything.
Right. He's a mess. And then he did the video for his birthday. Oh, all I want for my birthday is my wife back.
Oh,
like,
no.
Mad monotone.
Did you see that?
Yo.
You guys see that?
Let me say something. I, as a male, and I bet the males in the room can also attest to this, we don't all do this. So
what, like cheating?
Like, nah, like, like if we mess up, we don't do this crazy apology that looks very suspect and manipulative.
Yeah, no, that's true.
We don't all do this. So just
yes,
as a disclaimer,
don't
put everybody in the same box.
You guys
honestly,
do it.
Yes, and sometimes there's levels to it because
boom.
I would rather have the level that Cardi B got than just like a, oh, babe, like...
Mm-hmm.
Can I just see you one last time? Like, you know what I'm saying? No.
That's so true.
I don't know.
But in all actuality, I would rather none of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. True. Something more low-key. Like, he knows where she lives. They have a child together.
He's
still
married.
So I don't understand.
Yeah, I would like
a letter. Oh, that's cute.
See, but that's where you guys are at. You guys are like, I gotta go big. Like, I gotta get my girl back in front of everybody. And then it's not like... That's
she was cussing him out, like.
And I got to hear the audio.
The lights.
Like,
mm-hmm.
They were like,
listen, and I got to take some statements that I said back because last week I said that this was all publicity.
You're backtracking?
Yeah. You been?
You're reeling it
in.
Hey,
I got to keep it real. If I said something out that's not right, I got to take it back. And I said it was all publicity. But one thing I don't take back is the fact that he realized that she's much bigger than him now. Yep. So that's why he's calling her to be like,
that's
yo,
what I
you're
think
my
it
baby.
Is too, honestly, because it just turned me off towards him. I was like, ooh, off. Like, no. Like, I don't like you anymore. Like, I'm with Cardi B.
Like, yeah. I'm team Cardi, so she Cardi can never do something cute. In my eyes to, you know, be looked bad.
She looks
upon.
Like she's just stressed out, too. She put out a video. She was like, just stop slandering my baby daddy. It's not going to make me feel better. Yeah. She talked about Pete Davidson coming cool. out. Like, yeah, she was just calm, relaxed. I think she's just at a place where she's, like, fed up. And she just wants to get her money and that's it.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to be mad if she takes her man back. You do whatever
y'all be mad.
Oh, I wouldn't I'm be mad.
Y'all will
be mad. Absolutely irate.
You keep know, it real. A lot of people is right? going to
no.
bash her.
It depends on the quality of the man.
But look at this.
In this situation.
If it was Jay-Z, like Jay-Z, he did therapy. Barf. He made a whole album. Barf. He expressed himself.
No, but that was true. I'm sorry. But now they're like a huge power couple.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean,
but
when
the
people...
thing is that there were also two big stars. It wasn't just
if
a regular
was
star
regular
and a big star.
And Beyonce took him back, everybody would have dragged him for filth.
No, it's not about
filth.
The regular. It's about the intention. Because he could say, oh, take me back. But he's going to keep cheating on her, I'm sure. Because it's not the first time he cheated on her.
Exactly.
He's been cheating on her the whole time.
Exactly
Jay-Z,
my point.
Though.
So she got to avoid.
Yeah, but Jay-Z stopped cheating is my point.
Yes,
the man
I understand
got therapy.
That. But therapy is not does not mean that he's going to stop cheating forever. You can't foresee the future. You don't know what's going to happen.
He's also old.
Of course, but honestly, in all actuality, almost every man cheats in a relationship.
Boom. Don't say that. Bans doesn't agree.
I disagree.
I can see I can see the few.
You know, not even. I disagree because now I like to say when I'm in a relationship, you know, in that relationship, there's no ifs and buts about it. You know, but there is a lot of guys and women.
Bans is also a
we
cancer. He, like, feels deep.
Yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't, like, you know, this... this
narrative
no we can't put out cheating? That it's only the men cheating because women are cheating fact. Just as much as men so we got to keep it real
but more than likely it's a man
and keep it
I'm sorry
I would
publicly
just like
publicly
Cardi okay. to really think about like moving forward how because her marriage ties into her career which it just ties into her family life everything
sadly yeah
right so if you want to take him back it's your life, but understand that you guys are still living the lifestyle that you're living. And just because you guys make money and because you guys are living in the public eye does not give him an excuse to behave any way that he chooses. So because she is also living that life and not cheating on him.
That's
so I
fact.
Don't understand
and
why
she could.
Why now
she
you feel obligated.
She could call me up right now.
Why do you feel obligated to take him back? You guys have a baby together, but lots of people have babies together and just choose not to be together.
Yeah, but I don't think her tone is about... I don't think her tone doesn't feel like she's going to take him back. Her tone seems like she's just fed up with everything.
Yeah, she's probably
like
going to keep some space between them, I feel like, probably for a while.
Which would be healthy.
Get
like,
her stuff together.
They don't have no beef from what it looks
she
like.
She doesn't need him. And
she's,
he doesn't need
she's
her.
She's not trying to put up with the drama. Like, it's too much drama. You got the dolls chasing... him and all that, you know. I
and
mean,
he's young. Not to say that
you
that's
didn't,
what
you didn't,
either, but
you didn't read up on the.
I mean,
they're both young.
In that situation in the first place, because this is the, you know what I'm saying.
But LeBron like, James doesn't cheat, and he's at the peak of his career.
Does he not?
Is he?
Or is he like secretive?
Who's saying no over there?
They're
well, I mean, but for, I mean, I guess it's the same because basketball players are still like known for that type
but,
of.
But the thing is that you got to look at it like this. That's like if I don't even want to say that. I'm not even going to go there. But
are you
going to
say Jennifer Lopez?
Long story short is Cardi B didn't expect to be this big of a star when she married him. So
she's
now
seen
she's seeing
oh,
like, yo.
Word. You definitely said that last week.
I said that last week. So she has to clear that void where the contract doesn't sit in stone. You know what I mean? So if she, I think it's a year. Don't quote me. I think it's a year. If you divorce before the year, you don't have to split.
But how do you know she
didn't
anticipate?
Yeah, did she
sign
a prenup though?
That we don't know.
Yeah. How do you know she didn't anticipate to be this big?
She didn't.
She did.
She didn't. She didn't.
How do you know?
You could tell.
How? You can tell. She hustled, worked real hard. Yeah. I think she was ready for this.
How? How do you know?
Because she's still out here.
Where are the facts? Look, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know?
She's a
I need to know. Because you're always saying
she's
that.
She's a five-time Grammy nominee.
You cannot
say
that. Because you also said that she went on The Breakfast Club, and she said that, oh, if she could have a baby, she would have it with somebody famous and whatever.
Correct.
That is a joke. You know Cardi B's personality. Like,
okay.
She didn't have I a agree with
you,
Offset,
but the thing is, you can have an idea that you're going to be such a big star, but you don't know that 100%.
Some people
and
are sure.
And she shows insecurities.
Boom, there you go.
She shows plenty of insecurities.
How is she showing insecurities? He cheated on her. He's showing insecurities.
No, I'm not saying in the relationship. All I'm saying is she shows in her person a lot of insecurities, which that's what sits with the people so well. That's why she is so relatable.
It's not insecurities. You know it's that she's humble and she speaks the truth all the time.
That too.
But I don't think she's insecure.
I don't think it's insecurities that she's translating. She's
self-conscious, maybe, but
it's
not
more
insecure.
Of her being transparent.
But self-consciousness comes from insecurities.
No, it's different.
Not all the time.
No, yeah, it's different.
I think it's transparency.
It's definitely transparency.
Okay.
Because if she says things like, I don't like the weight that I'm at, that's not her showing insecurity. It's her being relatable through transparency.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you a question. How would she know that she was going to be such a big star? She didn't. You can't predict that.
Maybe she didn't know, but she probably anticipated or wanted to be. She had goaled it.
She forecast it.
But that has nothing to do with like her being with Offset. She probably just genuinely loved him.
Yeah, but the thing is that now it ties into her business. Not only her.
Yeah, but how?
So you
got to
look at it like that. So if this guy's going
to
be cheating on me, I'm not going to let him take my bag with him. Look what happened to Mary J.
Yeah, but Mary J. Blige
is chilling.
That's different. That was her manager. He actually had rights to her music.
But still,
and her,
he cheated, like, and he's still getting paid.
Yes,
he's getting paid.
He's still getting
her
a
manager.
Bag.
They worked together. Like, her and Offset don't work together.
Yeah,
they did work together. He was the one that helped her get the deal she has.
What?
But he's not her manager. He doesn't get a cut from that.
He doesn't, but he was the one that helped the whole relationship happen because she was getting screwed.
I mean, but that doesn't mean she owes him anything.
It just doesn't.
It doesn't. And that's what I'm saying, that she realized that she was becoming such a big star that, if this goes very sour, I could lose my bag.
You know what? I want them to stay broken up forever, and I want her to end up with, like, somebody big, like a big rapper, like a Meek Mill or something.
Not Meek Mill, but
somebody of that status who's, like, laid back, but, like, super successful.
Yeah. Meekity?
It has to be someone hood. Uh-huh. That's why I thought Meek.
We'd be surprised. It's going to be someone super, like, regular.
It's going to be like a nobody from the
right
box.
Really, though, what is?
Nah. Man, she'll be doing what Nicki is doing. Nicki's out here looking crazy.
Oh, please.
She's looking crazy out here.
Why do you say that?
I mean, just look at her.
Like, Instagram. Physically looking crazy?
No, mentally.
She's looking crazy.
She's losing it.
That Good Form track, though?
What?
What's up, Bob?
Did I not predict that Good Form was going to be the next single to come out of the album?
But that's the only...
That's a bop.
I mean, how many songs can you remember off the album? Other than Barbie Dreams and Good Form?
Chun-Li.
Ganja
Burns.
Wow.
Ganja Burns?
It's not that bad.
Come on. Give the girl credit. She's an
hourglass. Ganja Burns, Ganja Burns.
Maybe a puppet hourglass.
Come on.
You love it.
Nah, it's terrible.
You love it.
You be knowing the songs.
I don't like it.
You be knowing the songs.
Good for
you. He was trying to see if we knew, but
I listen to everything that comes out. I literally listen to everything that comes out.
That was a trash album. Not gonna lie.
All right, we're gonna take it back to Cardi. Cardi girl, don't take him back.
Take bands.
Oh.
What?
Y'all are like siblings.
Hey.
With the same last name. Stop. Plus, you got Rachel.
That was racist.
You don't need Cardi.
Listen, the whole
Rachel.
Yo.
Shout out to Rachel.
Yo.
Rachel Dolezal is Ruben's favorite girl.
Here we go with that.
He loves her.
Now, all I said is...
He thinks that she has the right to be black. Rachel.
I said something like that, but not exactly like that.
You said she has the right to feel however she feels.
So yeah. I, too, want to feel white. Is that okay with you?
I mean, if you want to be white,
come on, shut up. It's foolish. What is this? All right, so that's it for your favorite segment of the hour. If you want to keep your ear close to the streets, you come to me, your girl, Reggie, and this is The Culture Shock.
And on that note, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back and we're going to get into Rach.
All About Rach. I'm so excited.
Dreaming, living, busting, running, winning, loving, working, never close my eyes. I want money pies. Started from the bottom, it took some time. I was a young girl growing with bright brown eyes. Mama said, don't you waste no time. Daddy never let the boys fly. And at that time, I always tried to hide my feelings. I was finessing, playing games, I wasn't thinking. Tied up with trying to be a woman, I was tweaking. Yeah, I was geeking. I switched it up and now I'm screaming. Dreaming, living, busting, grinding, winning, loving, working, never close my eyes. I want money pies. Money, money pies and money, money scars. Money, money gives and money buys. Money, money blows and money, money goes. Money, money's here, you already know. It's been set in stone, you got my records wrong. I'm tryna rake it up, I'm tryna bring it home. But please don't get me wrong, to say the least I'm grown. I'm making big boss decisions on my own. Dreaming, living, busting, grinding, winning, loving, working, never close my eyes. I want money pies. Dreaming, living, busting, grinding, winning, loving, working, never close my eyes. I want money pies. Living ambitious, getting bankrolls in these inches. My diamonds, no glitches, I just wanna be the richest. I'm off by my digits, I ain't trying to be malicious. Pray to God grant my wishes, cause we know I'm a realist. And I'm quite superstitious, that's why I don't burn no bridges. I just run around the clock and keep on counting these digits. For the bag be the mission, I make the toughest decisions. On my game with the plan, it's the way. Dreaming, living, busting, grinding, winning, loving, working, never close my eyes. I want money pies. Dreaming, living, busting, grinding, winning, loving, working, never close my eyes.
And that was Money Pies by Rach herself. And we have Rach with us today, and I'm excited because she is new in the scene. And she's getting her feet wet, and she's been out here, and she's been almost at, like, what, two of Chip's events, right, already? You did the, was the Stars the Line? Which one was it?
Stars the Line.
At Vivix, yes, yes. So before we get into the music, let's talk about who you really are.
We want to know you.
Who you are. You like that?
And we're like a family because you already dragged Christina. So I feel like we need to stop singing.
I didn't drag her.
It's fine.
She it was like a purposeful drag.
I know I can't sing.
A drag nonetheless.
If I could sing, I'd be singing the whole time. I don't know how you don't sing all the time. Or do you? Are you one of those people that are like humming and constantly?
I sing when I'm happy.
Okay.
I remember at one point, I said this the other day, but one point in time I was like really depressed and I found that I wasn't singing. I was like, wow, like, that's wild. I think I'm just easily moved with music, but if I'm sad, I'm sad. And sometimes I won't even listen to music when I'm sad.
See, that's crazy, because when I'm sad, I listen to sad music on purpose.
Oh, hell no.
Like, water runs dry on repeat.
My sister's like that. I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? Like, she'll little be like moping around.
Because
like,
it feels so bad, but it's so dark. Good. All right, so where are you from? Because you're in Providence a lot.
Yeah, so I just relocated here to Providence. But I do, I'm from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Massachusetts, the Berkshires.
Okay, born and raised?
Born and raised, yeah.
Word.
Yep.
How old are you? Are we allowed to ask? Or
I'm 22, but I'll be 23 this January.
Why, you're a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, 22, I remember those days.
Girl, that was the other day.
It was 5 years ago. That's a long time. That's a big gap.
Well, yeah.
A lot happens in 5 years.
Your whole lifetime goes in 5 years.
Listen.
A lot happens in 1 year. Jeez.
Exactly.
22 has been crazy.
A lot happens. Yeah. So how did you discover your voice?
Church. I was singing in church. My mom would bring me to music practice, and I would go with her, and I would pick up a mic and sing the songs with her. And sometimes I would just sing a song by myself. Sometimes me and my sister would get up there and sing together. She would do harmony. And I remember, like, just trying to find, I don't know, I was just interested in finding it. I would listen, watch American Idol with my family every night, or when it was on, I think it was on like Thursday nights or something like that, I forget. But that definitely gave me the desire to want to find my own voice from listening to their critiques and their, yeah, their critiques of what you, how to be a star or what to do with your voice or what works and what doesn't work. So I would go there and practice, and I would sure as hell practice. And I was like, I remember one time I was really trying to figure it out, and Madison was like, what are you doing, why did you just do that like, and I was just finding my voice. It was different, and I was trying to just really, you know, strengthen that part of my voice that I had found. So church,
go ahead. So is this a family thing? Were you the only one that was gifted?
It was a family thing. Me and my sister at one point were the like lead for the teens in music, and we would sing every Sunday for them. And we'd have like Wednesday nights. We would do a special thing. So yeah, I was definitely family. My dad actually sang at one point. My nana sings as well. So.
That's dope. I wish I could sing. Right? You don't want to hear me sing.
No. Don't get dragged. Tone deaf.
Don't get dragged. Yo, if I sing, they'll pull this episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
We'll just edit it out.
Not right away.
De una vez.
We'll cut it out and use it for fun.
Right away.
Yes, put it on the Instagram.
Like a little intro.
You sang in church. Did your parents feel a type of way about you doing like pop or secular music?
For a while, I wasn't even allowed to listen to secular music. Yeah, so I was very sheltered in that sense. Like, I did not listen. I didn't really know. I don't even know too much music now. I know it's current now, but back then, like, people ask me, "Oh, you don't?" And I'm like, "No." Like, I'm not very good with that because I was held away from it for a good amount of time. But what was the question again?
How did your parents feel about you doing secular music?
Over the years in high school, they started to definitely warm up. And I would just listen to music without swears, and then I was like, I don't want to swear in my music, and they were cool with that. And I still don't. I don't have one song that I've sworn in, so I just keep cussing out and I keep it clean.
Yeah, we had SI talking about that last time about how clean music is better because it reaches a wider demographic.
Exactly, and I think it's a benefit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why would I do that?
For sure. You know. So, when you started singing, did you always know in what direction you would go? Like, with the type of music, because your style is very distinct, and I'm sure people have compared you to Amy Winehouse or maybe.
I wanted to do like some indie stuff, honestly.
Like, I can hear
slightly
that.
Slightly like EDM-ish, like fun with a beat in it, but still like cool voice. I don't know. And then just slowly evolved into pop.
EDM. I want to talk about the A-Rap song later.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
We'll do that later.
Yeah.
So you're here now and you're in your reach now, but you're only 22.
Yeah.
So when did this start for you?
Like the real journey, like industry wise?
I guess like.
When you started putting yourself out
there. Yeah, yeah.
Like, so hey,
this is a story I always tell, but I was in a bad relationship and my nana, I went to her. I was like, I don't know what to do like with my life. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I was just home. And I was working for my mom. I was working two other jobs. And I was just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I didn't go to college or anything. And my sister was in Boston. And my nana was like, you need to get out of here. You need to go live with your sister. And she was like, you need to leave. And literally, like, a few days after I left, I went to Boston and lived with my sister. And she was, like, living with her boyfriend at the time. And I lived in her, like, shared apartment with, like, a bunch of other girls. And I was just trying to figure it out. Like, I didn't even know what to do with myself. But we went out one night to Bijou. And
oh,
I
snap.
Met
that place is lit.
It was cool. I met a DJ. And my sister, we got up to the DJ booth. And he was like, who are you? I was like, oh, my name is Rach, blah, blah, blah. He followed my Instagram. That was that. And then I used to post videos on Instagram of me singing, and he found those videos. And we were talking, DJ Knockout, shout out to DJ Knockout. We were talking for like
All right, Native.
A year or two before anything happened. And like, because I was like, who's this dude? What's he want? Like, he's trying to play me. Like, but, you know, just didn't feel real. So he like kept interest and was very friendly, like brotherly, like over 2 years persistent. And he was like, I want you to meet my team. And so I was like, okay, like, I'm in Boston, so why not? So it was, like, literally right down the street. It was a Berklee studio, Heard studio. And we went down there, and I sang for them. And they were like, we love your voice, we love your style, we just talked about direction, and I was all for it. And so we signed with my production team, GDE.
How long ago was that?
That was, like, 4 years ago. I was 19.
Oh, wow.
Sheesh. 3 years ago.
Did you always want to do music, or is there something?
Always. Ever since I was little. I remember nothing I would else. Tell my sister, I have five sisters. I told my big sister, I was like, what do you want? She was like, what do you want to be when you get old? I was like, I want to be a singer. She was like, no, but, like, what do you really want to be? I was like, I want to be a singer. Like, I don't know. I couldn't see myself doing anything else. I didn't know what to do. Like, I really, but that, like, it was what came to me. It's what felt right. And it was huge, and I liked that it was so huge.
So, do you write your own music?
I co-write, but I do write music, yeah.
So what came first, the writing or the singing?
It was singing, I think. And then I remember I was like, oh, I can sing, so might as well. And I have the first song I ever wrote in my freaking little, like, got this little, like, old box filled with, like, childhood memories and stuff. I put it in there. It's terrible. It's the worst song. It's not even a song. It's like... It's probably like a little hook. It's terrible. No, barely. I mean, barely. It's like, it's ridiculous. Like, I don't even know I don't know what the melody is, but the words were trash. I'm gonna be honest.
I mean, we're not all great singers, right? So, I was already.
So who are some inspiration? You said you didn't listen to music for quite some time. Mm-hmm. You probably did listen to music, but not extensively.
Yeah.
So who was, like, inspiration to you that you was like, oh, I need to start singing.
Yeah, when I was going into high school, and Taylor Swift came out, Adele was coming out.
At the time.
Who else? It was really pop artists that I was listening to, and female pop artists. Mm. So I would take their little, like, I'd hear stuff Adele did, and I was like, I got to do that. Like, I got to learn to make that my own. And that was one thing that they said on American Idol, you got to make it your own. And so that was one of my things. I was like, if I want to be big, I got to make everything my own. I got to have my own sound. So that's what I really strived for.
Who do people tell you that you sound most like? Because, you know, there's always like, oh, you sound like.
Amy Winehouse. Yeah, for sure.
Take offense to that, or do you take it as a compliment?
No, a compliment. I love Amy. Amy really sang from her soul. Mm. Like, even when she was messed up, like, she was still really singing from her soul. Like, it was not just words, you know? You could just see that she really felt that, and she was all, like, you know?
But, yeah, she was very animated, but very transparent.
Exactly.
About what she was going through.
Exactly. So.
Do you ever get Bridget Kelly?
No.
Ooh.
I just feel like I have heard that before, actually.
I like that. Right?
What'd she sing?
Ooh, she's an auntie. You gotta look up her. Why
she's
say that?
Not an auntie.
She's not an auntie, but people would say that about her.
She's like 30, right?
She says that about herself. Voice, yes. Right?
Yeah,
and she says that about herself. Now she's on Love & Hip Hop, but
yeah,
she has a song with Kendrick Lamar that came out like 5 years back.
It's and she sings good. The ballads. Like,
yeah. I can't wait to sing a ballad. Ooh. I haven't really recorded any, I don't think.
Who would you like to record a ballad with?
Oh, gosh.
We're just shooting all the questions.
I would want it, like, I really like to do different things. Like, I would want it to be with someone different who you wouldn't expect to sing. You know what I mean? Maybe, like, a rapper who's got, like, a cool singing voice that barely sings, but, like...
Like a black?
Yeah,
I was just like, about to sing.
Yeah, that would be dope. That
or
would...
Bryson Tiller.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone current.
Yeah,
or even like a Tory Lanez. I feel like Tory Lanez
can. Childish Gambino.
I feel like Tory Lanez can.
Tory Lanez, you know, can sing. Yeah,
R&B is like popping now. It's like booming.
Yeah, it is.
Are you who you listening to now? R&B, like in R&B.
Oh, sheesh. I listen to everything, but I do love Kodak Black.
You like Kodak?
I just love the way he talks, like, in his, you know what I mean? Like, it's that re-rock, like, something about it. It's just so, like,
he got swag, for sure.
Yeah.
I think there's a slur in his voice.
Yeah. It is. It's like boozy. You know, some people have also, things for like distinct voices.
I love that.
Also, like with Gucci, a lot of people say that it's the way he speaks his words.
It's a southern thing, too. Mm-hmm. They got the southern swag.
Cadence, so. Swag. Love it.
So what is your personality like? If someone were to explain you and your personality and like what you're like, what do you think they would say?
Gosh, I'm different. I'm definitely a little weirdo. Like I have my spaz moments, I think. But I'm pretty cool. Like, I like to keep it cool, calm, and collected. But then also I switch, and I'll be this wild little weirdo thing. Like, I don't know.
What's
I have
your
my
sign?
Moments. I'm a Capricorn.
You're hardworking.
I was rooting for a Scorpio.
That's why. Oh, you know.
Everybody that comes in here is a
Both of my parents are Scorpios, though.
Yes. What dates?
I can't. They have the same birthday, and it's on the 25th.
Wow, yeah. She's the 24th.
Of October?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Woo! Let's go October 24th.
You can't trust a Scorpio.
That's crazy.
What?
They're not. You just can't.
Honestly.
There you go. After you cross us, for sure. It's true.
Everything crosses them, so it doesn't really matter. Like, they're always plotting. I don't understand. They stay plotting. Everything crosses them. You're like, oh my God, I just said good morning. You didn't say it before this time. And then they're plotting your death, basically. It's pretty crazy.
Sheesh. That's dark.
Are you into zodiac signs?
Yeah, I do. I do like to. I don't like. I'm not religiously into it, but I do think that when you are born, the stars are aligned, planets are aligned a certain way, and that does affect like the pull on your personality.
So now what?
Let's get into the juicy stuff. Wait, you're a recording artist. Hold up. You're a recording artist.
I don't understand.
You're popping and you're beautiful. How's the DMs looking?
Oh, what? That's important though.
Hey, I'm pretty sure everybody wants to hear about her DMs.
That's Matt. Who is everybody?
Just him.
Let's take a poll.
Just him.
Wow. I don't understand.
I mean, I get DMs.
Mad modest. I like that. I get DMs. What? 99 and unrequested.
Yo, after 99, it doesn't say any more
it
numbers.
It just says plus.
It just says 99 plus.
It's true. Then I delete.
Oh, unseen.
So how can a guy approach you? Like,
so difficult when it comes to that. Honestly, I try to act like I'm so chill with guys and stuff, but I am just so difficult. Like, I just can't keep it together. When like I'm not in no relationship. I haven't been in a relationship over a year. Like. I don't know. It's just not my focus. Like, I think one day I'll be really great at that because that's one thing I do want. I want to have kids and get married, but like, it's not my focus. And it's so difficult to put it all in there.
Just be difficult. That's the best place to be. Just be difficult.
Okay.
Because why? Like,
yeah, why be easy? That's true. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not fun.
And you're special. And you know that about yourself. Exactly. So. It's not difficult, it's special. Yeah.
So we had a live show and I had said an analogy you don't want to be the fruit at the bottom, you want to be that fruit at the top.
Oh yeah.
Make somebody work.
Coming from Mr. Meet a girl, start messing with her, and then move on with your life.
Hey, listen.
Where's the music?
I'm not no easy ticket neither.
I don't even know.
I'm not no easy ticket. Just
I'm not an
don't
easy ticket.
That'll do it like that. Yeah, we can't double.
I have to get juicy. He's the one that wanted to get juicy. Crazy. He's always trying to get to the V. Any other juicy questions? Since we're already
they'll
here,
come. Just wait
he
on
brought
them.
Us here.
So siblings. How many siblings do you have?
5.
What?
All sisters.
And all sisters. You said, are they all girls?
All girls, yeah.
Women? Can you talk about older. What that was like growing up?
I had like many hair? Mothers, honestly, because they're go. Older.
Oh, you're the so youngest.
I'm the youngest, yeah.
Poor thing.
Actually,
she probably had it the easiest.
No, definitely didn't have the easiest. Really? Easiest. So my mother had 2 kids, and my father had 2 kids, and then they had 2 kids together. But the older one than me with the full sister, this one right here, she had it the easiest. Yes.
Oh,
did.
Y'all are sisters?
Because you know what? She would do things since they came come together on, and had to parent together, right?
And a whole blatant lie.
I'll got explanations. I got facts. Mm-hmm. So since right, they came together to raise these 2 kids that were theirs together in a whole different relationship, you know what I mean? So they have different dynamics, right? she would ruin everything for me because she they would be easy with her. They would be like, okay, and then something bad would happen, right? And then be like, okay, well, now I learned the lesson because the older one taught me. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
And then the little sister then is like, oh, you can't do that because this is what happened because with your older sister. And your older sister did that. Uh-huh.
So you were out here being reckless and ruined it for her. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes she would like bring me along in her recklessness, and I didn't mind it.
Oh, of course.
All right.
In a field.
Whoa. Whoa.
Hold on, hold on. We got to bring this thing. Come on.
Nah.
That basically, you know, my personality, like, I just always wanted to be, like, a high achiever. Like, I was really good in school. I had, you know, top grades. I was, I did volleyball, like, all the sports. I did acting as well and, like,
sports
theater.
All year.
And flex. She did a lot of, like, things that I did, too. Like, because it was always, like, carpool and like, you know, hey, I'm doing this, so you gotta do it too, like,
well, yeah,
you know, get dragged
along. Bring your sister with you.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
And then you guys are close.
We
for a moment we were
close, and then we weren't close, and now we are close.
Yeah,
boom, it happens.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
so you have a big family, a blended family too.
Yes. That's dope.
Mm-hmm. We've got like 12-13 nieces and nephews.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Do any of your other siblings sing?
Well, this one, yes, Madison does sing. The older one's not. I mean, not really, kind of. For fun, maybe. Mm. One of my sisters just joined, like, a church choir, actually.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah.
We're following your footsteps.
Yeah.
Are you still involved in church?
Well, now that I'm here in Providence, I don't have, like, a local church that I go to. I wish to find one. Mm. But back home, I do. Like, every time I'm home, I go.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good, because that's, like, your roots of singing anyway.
Yeah,
so
it is.
It's nice to, like, go back, even if you don't find, like, a church home. Like, mm-hmm. just being involved in the church is always nice.
Yeah, it is.
So when did you start seeing, like, the turnaround in, like, attention? Like, social media responses, comments, and more followers?
Probably, like, seriously. Big amounts, just this year.
Wow, so very recent.
Yeah.
Why did you start doing the covers on your social media? Because that was all, like, before everything kind of, like, became really big for you. So were you doing that because it was, like, free time, or did you genuinely...
I was doing it in the beginning because of free time, and it was my way of expressing myself with singing. I didn't record anything. Like, I didn't have anybody to record with. I didn't have equipment or anything, so I was just doing it on my own. I had hella videos on my computer that I used to have, and I would just sing for fun and then post it on Instagram. But now I kind of do it just to keep up, have people stay interested and have people, you know, see you.
Now it's the see strategy. Me.
Yeah, yeah, now it's kind of strategy.
Out of all the covers that you did, which one's your favorite?
Well, which one was the most popular?
Gosh, I don't even know. I gotta look. But I do like the Ariana Grande one I did a while ago, but it was only a small clip, and I was hugging my niece, and I think that one's really special.
What Ariana Grande song was it?
If you want me, baby, you gotta love me harder.
Okay.
Yeah.
The right to drag.
Yes.
Talent.
I think
Talent.
I just teared up.
I did cover a Michael Jackson song.
What? Which one?
It was just top. It was no, you Thriller.
Won't. Of course.
Thriller. So
cool. Yeah.
Really, she made it her
that's
own.
Interesting. Uh huh.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I didn't know anything. Looks you right between your eyes, your pale eyes. Cause this is Thriller. There's a little clip.
I like that. Yeah, I can hear you on like punk too, like punk rock.
I definitely had my phase.
Like Panic at the Disco,
yeah,
like that kind of mm-hmm. style.
Paramore, gosh,
nah, more like an Avril Lavigne.
I love Paramore,
like Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
you give me that voice.
Oh, I love them. Too, they were definitely inspirations too when I was growing up. I think radio. My sisters would listen to radio and they would pick me up and I'd be like, yeah, I can listen to secular music. You know,
it must have felt good. Like, yeah, like just being able to get out that bubble and, like, you know, be able to listen
so
to, like, different
I,
types of music.
I definitely thought I was.
Pop
out here.
Boom. Yes.
That's what happens at 19 at that field.
Oh, gosh.
At the field.
I was moments out with all my girlfriends.
So hold on, what happened at the field? Moments, right? We want to know what happened.
I'm like, damn, but somebody died. We grew up in the Berkshires. We grew up in the Berkshires.
So there's many fields.
There are a lot of fields, and there's really nothing to do.
Nothing.
So when I say fields, like, we literally would have huge bonfires. Literally. Like, everyone would come together. We'd have music. Fun. And it was just because there's nothing else to do.
Right, right.
There's literally fields and just, like, mountains. And it's beautiful in the fall time. Shout out the Berkshires. And people go there to, like, do, like, leaf peeping and just, like, look at
leaf peeping? I don't even
look
know.
Look at foliage. Like, look at trees, literally.
Oh.
And big mountains. Wow. We don't know what that is.
Eat maple syrup.
Yeah, you go to up to Vermont. Like, everything is just kind of just so beautiful.
The scenery is Vermont is beautiful.
Vermont is beautiful.
We've been to Vermont.
Yeah. We always go to Stowe. Stowe, where Mount Hunger is.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty dope.
Is it?
Oh, for real, Mount Hunger?
It's beautiful.
Stowe Mountain. They got Mount Hunger, and they got the rainforest right there.
Rainforest?
Yeah,
Vermont. Is beautiful. Never seen a rainforest. And the people are so nice.
Yeah.
So, awkwardly Knockout. Nice. Is this... I'm assuming this is how the deal happened. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. With Atlantic or?
With Atlantic, yes.
Yeah, it was actually.
Flex a little bit. For those of y'all listening, she is signed to Atlantic Records.
I know, we're like trying to dive far into her life.
Is this a partnership or is this an actual deal, like a 360? Or what kind of deal are you signed to?
Oh, you guys are getting in the nitty gritty. So
we love to know like people's business. It's our thing.
I'm signed with my production, and they furnish me to Atlantic.
So a distribution deal. Mm-hmm. Boom. Perfect. I like that.
Yeah. But DJ Knockout, he knew Prince Charles, a good friend of his, and he found me through him. And he was like, yo, like, what? You've been hiding her from me this whole time? Because he's a writer. And he is, you know, he wrote Needed Me, and he writes for Mariah Carey and Beyonce and all those people. He's a really dope person. He's a legend. Yeah, he is. He really is. He's about to come out with some music soon, too. I'm so excited for that. His music is fire.
Exclusive.
Shout out Prince Charles, honestly. Like, you guys should check out his album. Honestly, like, I need to pull something up real quick just so I can shout it out. But I'm going to get into this story. So He found me, and we flew down to Atlanta, and he was working on Ella May's Christmas album or Christmas single or something, and I was just in the studio vibing with him that night.
Did you get to meet Ella May?
No, not yet. Yeah, me too. She's really fire. But the next day after that, I went in, and we wrote a song together, and he was like, yo, like, I love her. Like, I love her personality. She's so sweet, and she's dope. Her voice is fire. Like, right from there, we were like, he wants to sign. He was looking for an artist himself, so it was perfect timing.
Mm.
Like, perfect timing. And we just clicked, and now we work together, and now I'm signed. And we just signed real quick, and it was done. And, like, that year or that winter went by, and then spring I started recording with him. I'm pretty sure it was spring into summer, and I was there just working on music.
Now, was signing a part of the plan, or was it because the opportunity presented itself? Because I know a lot of people are going independent and it's working, and obviously it's harder to be independent, but was that a thing for you? Or
honestly, I really go with the flow, and it just seemed to fit. And I don't think I necessarily was, I guess, striving to sign. I was just trying to work, you know, and it worked out where the situation seemed really beautiful and it felt right. I love Atlantic, and I loved Prince Charles, and I felt right about it within, like, my soul, so I did it. And
so Money Pies. Talk to us about Money Pies. Saw the video. The video is dope.
Yeah.
It's really nice. You're like a natural.
Where did you record this video?
I just recorded that this summer, actually. It was like the hottest day in LA. I've never been to LA. And of course, we have to shoot the video on the hottest day in LA. I was so hot. I was like beating sweat. They had to use a freaking like leaf blower to cool me down. Like, what? It was ridiculous. Ugh, it was ridiculous. But it was a good time. I had a good time.
How long did it take to do the video?
A full day. I think I went in at like 7 and we were there till like 10. Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Wait,
that's
10 fast. At night, right?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Okay,
a full day.
7 no, I was just making
10
sure.
I'm 7 like, to 10, boom. We're in, we're out. Let's go.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, the production's dope. Yeah. So, you know, I know it took mad time to actually film it. But, like, yeah. You know, 7 to 10 is a long day.
Yeah, that's yeah. pretty long
you
day.
You know, there's people that complain only working 8 hours. Imagine me. Doing that. but also you're doing something you love to do.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, to you it's more like fun.
Yes.
Is there anything you would like to tell people that are chasing a dream as you are?
That, don't give up. It'll seem like doors are being shut in your face. But you got to keep your faith up. If this is what you really want, you just got to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Like, there's so many people who have been doing this for a minute. And they maybe since they were like 16 years old, and they don't get popping until they're like 25. Mm. But they didn't give up, and now they're huge. You know what I'm saying? Oh, for I think Logic was trying to be in this industry for a minute, and he kind of just recently popped.
You got a few people. You got Logic. You got
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz also. Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
Literally.
Danny Lay.
Oh yeah.
And Lay just talked about it on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
You know, so I see. Have you ever gotten any doors shut in your face, like you were saying?
Kind of. Small opportunities. I think I call them small because
they didn't get nowhere.
Exactly. I can't really mention any names. I'd rather not mention any names. But yeah, I have.
So why do you think people should listen to your music? Because the reality of it is that a lot of people do music and a lot of people are talented in that realm.
Yeah.
And you have this amazing opportunity. So now that you can go forth and have this platform, like, why do you think people should listen to you?
So, and majority of my, this is kind of off, but it's towards the topic. So majority of my music, I write myself, but some of them I don't, and they're given to me. And I like to choose songs that have good stories. Mm. I want real music to be back into this industry. You know, not just little rhymes. I want like real music, whole storylines. And I think that's my reasoning.
You think people connect to just like the stories?
Yeah. I mean, they're intimate. They're coming from the heart.
Do you care to be mainstream?
I mean, it's good. It's cool, you know? But no, not necessarily. I think that's something to work towards. That's like everybody's working towards that, I guess. I mean, some people say they're not, but I'm not gonna front and be like, yo, like I just want to be underground. Like, no, like of course I would want to be mainstream. You know, I want my voice to be heard.
Right. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
The next 5 years.
And that's a lifetime. Remember.
Hopefully, I've won a few Grammys.
Oh, boom!
Okay. I just don't. I don't want to stop.
I like that. Put it in the air. Put it in the air.
Yeah.
Any future collabs? Who would you like the top 5 collabs you would want to do?
I would love Baby. Is it Dram or Drom? Dram.
Baby
I
Drom.
Say Dram. Oh, okay. So it's Drom.
Big Baby Drom.
Him for sure. Chance He's the Rapper. Dope. Jay-Z.
Oh. Jay-Z has someone with your style voice on Lost Ones with Chrisette Michelle. Is that Chrisette Michelle?
Chrisette Michelle. I believe so.
Oh, Chrisette Michelle is amazing.
Oh, my God. Powerhouse. So, I could see that.
You need a track of Frank Ocean.
Right? Ooh. Frank Ocean, yes.
Relax, okay?
Hold on. She needs a track with my guy, Manny X, which is in the building.
Manny X of Rhode Island. Okay. Needed.
Yeah, he's amazing.
This man knows what he's doing.
He's responsible for the lavender. Like, the vibe in here.
I'm sure it's right then.
It is.
His music must be right.
What can you tell us about the new music? Because you have new music coming out.
I do. I'm so excited.
Can you tell us when? I know you told us, but can you tell us?
So I have a single coming out. It's called Complicated on January 9th. 2 days after my birthday, January 9th. I'm so excited. This is my favorite song that I've recorded thus far.
Did you write this one?
I co-wrote on this one.
Okay.
It's just really real. It's real relationship directed. But it's just real life. It's a real life kind of story and feel, energy.
I like it. So. I like it. We heard it.
Is this the one with the sample?
This is the Teddy Pendergrass sample, yes. Ugh. You know it's crazy and wild that I just found out? So my vocal coach, Craig, Craig Derry, was on tour with them. When they were touring. Yes. Isn't that crazy? So I thought that was just like, ooh, wow.
So he must really like the song.
Yes, he loves that song.
And he knows what he's doing. Exactly. Like, he's doing it.
Yes, he is. He's
amazing.
He's taught me a lot.
And you're in Providence now. How did we get so lucky? What brought you here to Providence?
My production lives here. And my team, a lot of my team lives here. It's best to be close with your team, I think.
How are you liking it so far?
I love it here. It's not bad. I like it. I like being near the water, honestly. When I was in Atlanta, I was down in Atlanta for a little bit, and I was far away from, like, ocean. I felt like, I needed to.
Yeah.
Like, felt weird. Because you're,
like, in the middle of, like, land.
It was so mind-blowing. Yeah. I was thirsty.
That is funny.
That's so true. And you are near all the beaches and lots of water, so you're in a very good place.
Shout out to Chip, who reached out to us and reached out to a couple of outlets to get you out there. And I think that we wouldn't have agreed if it wasn't for you. You know, Chip could have came to us with, like, Joe Schmo from down the block. But you're talented and your music is good. So we're looking forward to everything that you're bringing to the table.
Me too.
And you were recently at Vivix.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Yeah, How was that? That was a really good time. There were a lot of creatives there too, I think, as well. So they were understanding.
Mm.
And they were just very... supportive, I think. Yeah, that's a good word.
You met Mary Gibson. I saw Mary Gibson out there. Mary Gibson's everywhere.
I can't wear.
No, she wasn't. I could have sworn I saw her in the video.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is.
She's a singer, also.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure she will get to you because she loves to network.
Oh yes, she will. She's in your 99 plus right now, probably. She do.
But for a collab,
not like in a night. Whoa, hold on now, let me bring you right on back. She's not your 99 plus trying to get the tangs. She's in the 99 plus because she's just so quirky and fun, and she loves to get to know people. She's a good spirit. Mm-hmm. So she's probably
She's been working with Maniacs actually on her single that's coming out.
Yeah. Oh, cool. That's dope. I would love to hear that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I was saying. All right.
Yeah, that was a good event too.
Well, to end it off, what?
Hold up.
Okay, you got something else juicy for us.
It's my favorite part of the show. How can we miss this?
Wait, it's not time for that yet. I still have another question.
Okay, ask a question. So you go and then I'll.
Right. Okay. So I know you can't really tell us about like everything that's going to be going on, but what do you anticipate like for your career? Because obviously you're signed, but it's like you being signed is just like a small part because now you get to create yourself as the artist you want to be. Like, not to compare yourself to another artist, but where do you see yourself going, like the direction? Because I know, you know, you have a little pop out, a little R&B, but, and you write, like you're very multifaceted and you have a lot going. Don't do this.
And you're young.
Don't do it. So what do you see for yourself? Because obviously labels always see things for you, but what do you see for yourself? Because a lot of times when labels see things for you too, it's kind of like what you have to become.
Yeah.
But what do you see for yourself, like moving forward, just the next year, not the next five, like for the next year, what would you like to solidify for yourself?
Maybe just some words. I want big and I want cinematic and I want like old soul vibes, you know? I want a big show. I want to have a real big fun show, like really entertaining. Like I'm trying to go big. That's it. Why not? Yeah, I'm about to be dancing. I'm about to be emo.
Dancing?
But low-key dancing. I want to have dancing. Oh, yes. I want it to be fun.
You want me to call her up?
Yeah, call her up.
I wish.
Get the choreo.
I got the choreo. Been watching Making the Band ever since.
Oh, facts.
Boom Boom Cat. She goes down to business.
I didn't know Boom Boom Cat was a real person. Is this?
Her nickname is Boom Cat, but her real name is... I don't remember what her real name is.
Shoot, I thought you were just talking about like the little movie.
No, her Instagram is literally called Boom Cat.
She's one of the best choreographers ever. She works closely with Diddy.
Oh, and Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's iconic.
Yeah.
She's one of the
iconic. There's another word.
Wow. How could I forget that?
Lorianne Gibson.
She's a beast. She's getting old too.
So, so now we're gonna get into my favorite part of the show, which is pass me the aux.
Yes.
Wait, it's over.
Do you want to cut me off again?
I just wanted to close out.
Okay. Close out.
Bands.
And get Rachel's final words. We're gonna get
to pass me of the aux. Trust me.
I don't understand. Like,
this is my favorite part of the show.
One day she's gonna be so famous that we're never gonna be able to get her back in here. So we have to ask all the questions. Mm-hmm. We have to get her to say everything.
You would love to what?
I would love to come back
here. Oh, facts. Book it before she gets big, because we already know when the EP comes out. We're not going to
2020.
Next time she comes back, we have to have an episode, a spark up episode featuring Rach.
We have to have not just an
interview, like a legit episode. Lit.
A mixer. And everybody would be so excited because she'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, remember when Rach used to live here? She hasn't been here for like 3 years because she's been on the road with Kendrick Lamar and Frank Ocean.
Put it in the air.
It's in there.
Put it in the air.
It's in the air.
It's in there. It's in there.
And you need a wine cork.
Oh, yeah. The drag.
We're going to work on the wine. Ooh, pop champagne. I like that. That's classic.
True. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Vance, take us in.
Hold on. She wants to close. I was going to
say, you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it, buddy.
I just wanted to thank you for coming on to the show before we get to pass me the aux, and we wish you the best of luck, and we're glad that you're here, because there's been a lot happening in the city. I say this every episode, but I think it's important to mention, and then people like you that coming in from, you know, from out of the state, adding to and just proving to people that hard work and persistence actually does pay off. Yeah. Because, and then you said stars align. So something you did and something you were born with is, you know,
aligning with the stars. Shout out to Chip.
It's working for you, and we're proud of you, and we're happy for you. So,
and your personality, that's gonna take you far. You have a good heart.
Thank you.
People are gonna hear that through your music. They're gonna see that when they interact with you, and that's gonna be the difference. Because people get real Hollywood
facts. Because she's also easy to talk to.
You're so.
There's some people. Listen, there's some people that you can ask a question and they'll be like, no, yesterday. Okay.
Oh, one word answers, and we're on the mic like, what do we do?
I'll work on that. I do work on that.
You didn't see my snap? Like, bro, you're in here. You're right here. I'm going to talk to you.
Exactly. No,
yeah, you're...
Facts.
What is life without connection?
Man.
Energy. Yeah.
That is the truth.
Are you big on energy? Because I'm super huge on it.
I mean, we all got it. I'm big on that.
I mean, hello. It's all in her music.
I mean, and also the vibes in the studio.
It's the lavender.
It is lavender.
Lavender's really just making us all so
listen
serene.
To us. Smell it.
We're gonna call this episode Lavender with Rach.
It's so good. What? Lavender with Rach?
Yeah.
That sounds like beautiful.
You know, I always wanted to name my kid Lavender.
That's what? A great name.
That, right? You feel that?
That's very Hollywood of you.
It rolls off the tongue.
You are meant to be in Hollywood.
It's so good.
I would call it Lovey.
No,
that's Lovey.
So cute. That's cute.
See, I mean, you'll be famous, so you can do whatever you want.
That's true.
So,
because the kids are famous for people, real. Like, for they real. Live magical, mystical lives. They so it's do. Fine.
It is fine.
Like Blue. Bless her.
Or North.
All right, so we good? We could get into my segment
Let's
now?
Get into it.
All right, because I was going to say, we could talk forever.
Mm-hmm. We can.
Oh, we really can.
We really can. You should see
Yep.
So we're gonna get into my favorite segment of the. You see now I'm all.
Now you're all flustered. We done gave you the opportunity. Now you want to be flustered.
Breathe in the lavender.
Just take a deep breath of the lavender. Done did all that for us to give you the opportunity.
So we're gonna get into my favorite segment. Pass me the aux, and I'm gonna pass the aux to Regina today.
Oh damn!
Dun dun. Second time in a row, you already know what my song is gonna be. Ratchet Happy Birthday by
Again?
Drake.
Again?
First of all.
I love that song. I'm gonna be listening to that on my birthday.
I know that's right. Who made the rules in here that we couldn't do a double feature on the song? Just to buy
one. Can we
one,
make that a rule,
get
Benz?
One. You can make it a rule after today.
Yeah, we're gonna make that a rule. You can't pick this the same crazy. Song.
That's mad wild.
Even though it's your birthday for like 3 weeks.
It doesn't matter.
My birthday was November 29th and it's definitely almost December 29th. So what's the tea?
You have not heard a beat like that Ratchet Happy Birthday beat.
No, it's a good song.
It's a dope song.
The beat
song.
Goes up.
I no, it's definitely it. Dope. I'm with you on that.
So what is the problem?
Just pass the aux, please.
Ugh. I'm going to pass it to Benz.
Well, you know, I'm going to go with a really, really sexy song. Oof. I'm gonna go with Lingerie by Manny X, which is in the building actually.
Lingerie?
If y'all haven't caught that single, okay, Manny, go and listen to that. The man puts in the work and he sets up the mood. These are facts. Vocals and he sets up the mood, literally.
That's crazy.
So you already know, go check that out. It's also on my bands list. Week 13, so
week 7 is still the best one.
Week 11 is my fave.
11 is
I don't know. I think 13 is a lot better.
Everything's trash, but 7 is fine.
I'll be the judge of that.
All right, so I'm gonna pass the aux to Rach.
Ooh, Think High by Prince Charles.
Ooh,
okay.
I gotta definitely check that out.
Yeah.
What is the vibe of it? Is it like, is it R&B?
I think it's considered R&B. Mm-hmm. I wish I could play a clip, like, I honestly. I think
so, too.
Think High.
Pink Eye. Who's that Pink Eye?
I cannot.
All right, so the aux is obviously
More choice.
I was also thinking Sexy Today, too. Covered in You by Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen. Listen. Don't put that on because you might.
That's why y'all don't want me to pick my song twice because y'all want to be nasty.
No.
Yeah, see, that's what. Y'all are a bunch of haters.
I want to add something to that. Chris Brown.
You're passing it back to you?
No, I just want to add something to that. He's snatching it back. Chris Brown is the. Like him or not, Chris Brown is the current king of R&B.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down.
You know what? I've said this before, and some people could agree with me too. I think that Ella May kind of sounds like Chris Brown, but female, like a female Chris Brown.
I believe so.
Album.
I feel that.
On Whatchamacallit, they do sound very similar.
Oh, you mean like the tone or the style?
Style.
The style.
Maybe some of the songs she can't do it that much because of the style of the song, right. But in her voice, earlier stuff.
I know exactly what she's.
No, she's saying like
her,
his,
like his, her cadence, riffs, is, all yeah, yeah. that. Her rhythm is yeah. similar, very similar.
I definitely could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Me too.
You got any announcements for us?
All right, so I only have a few things to say this week. First is this Friday, Expose Your Arts 401 presents Muse and Cafe Gallery event at 708 Broad Street Central in Central Falls from 7 to 10. It's coffee tasting and art. That's different.
That sounds
so
lit.
If you like yourself a cafecito, then pull up.
Cafecito Negro?
And you can find more information at artexposure_401, who is ran by Jay, who we met recently.
Love her.
Who came up to the studio. So she's starting her own curating organization. And then this is our last episode of the season. Bands hates when we say season, but
he
we
definitely
say
said season earlier.
And it was painful. Oof. I said
he loved it.
No, I almost threw up. I literally threw up in my mouth.
All right.
So I just want to say thank you to our guests, Campbell's, Flawless, Straightforward, Manny X, Soul Babe, Francesca, a.k.a. Hello Cakes, Louis the Bee, shout out to the Daily Note, S.I., Ben, Chris Fame, Mike M2, Flavors, John Hope, who gave us the opportunity to host his event earlier in the fall. Was that October?
Yeah.
Feels like it was so long ago. DJ Franchise for allowing us to come on 101.1
twice.
So
excuse
you already
me,
know.
I'm about to set up a tent over there.
Hey, listen.
Hey, just know if y'all want to hear Spark up on the radio, let us know.
Blow him up.
Or send us a check because that costs money.
Also, shout out to Talkative Show Quadri, who had us on his show as a YouTube channel. Subscribe to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be putting that up on our page as well later. And Business of Soul Searching, per usual, Erin, who pulls up to everything that we do.
Literally everything.
And we were also on her pod too. Regina missed out that day, but we had fun.
To the first one, dang.
No, I'm talking about the most recent one. Relax.
And the Take As Needed podcast, they're going live on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Shout outs to them.
This might be like out late. Already. Yeah.
But I mean, if we had a good time, you know, comment and whatever.
Yes. Shout out to Jenna, who's lovely.
She is.
Yes, the last episode.
And Rage is in the building! If we had to go out anyway, this is the way to go.
Oh, wait. We got an exclusive. We got an exclusive. Chip Doug just told us January 12th he will be doing another installment of Estro, which is an all female. Well, you had Cam Bells last time, so I don't know. Oh, he's just a DJ. Okay, so it's an all women. It's women energy, ooh, vibes, R&B, soul. It. And word around the street is that Rach will be there. So pull up if you want to see that. And by then, her music will be out. So you need to go check that out. And Rach is like
SZA. Remember when SZA came to Providence that one time that we never saw her again? Y'all better come out. For real. Or you're going to miss it.
For real. Because you come to Prov once and you never come back once you blow up.
Oh, that's it.
And I...
That's dope.
You want to finish saying what you were saying?
I know. You saw me going. You're like interrupting me while I'm trying to like fangirl over here. I don't understand.
I'm sorry.
So like I was saying, Rage is going to be there. It's going to be a big deal. People don't want to miss that. I want to get exclusive culture shock about Rage because once you leave PVD, that's it. People, you better pull up. You do not want to miss this.
You can't.
Come record a little bit of it because unless you want to see her again, you're going to have to pay. For big money. You hear that? You better bring your merch.
She's already saying listen, you already know.
Let her sign your titties, everything, because once she's gone, that's it. Throw your bra on stage, all that.
I will be accepting bras.
Throw your boxes, whatever.
That's it. If she signs your merch, you're lucky. If she doesn't sign your merch, you're going to have to see her again for $100. That's going to be the ticket. That's the back.
That is the stadium. The blood.
Woo, you gotta have binoculars. When she starts rolling with Beyonce,
it's over for you.
That's it. When she starts like going to Beyonce's house, Oprah's manor, like we're not gonna see her ever again.
Oprah?
Hey man.
Oprah. Wow. And the twins, what's their name? Chloe and
Haley.
Yep.
Love
them. I can see you collaborating with them.
Oh,
for
yeah,
sure.
They're crazy.
Let's make it happen. Let's call for it.
So yes.
Yo, so slide into the comments and just
the comments, because the DMs get erased.
Spam them.
Okay,
we want a song with Rach and you guys.
I like that idea.
Not my DMs, comments.
Soon facts. They're gonna be saying spam. They want a song with her.
Hey,
facts.
Okay,
we're calling it here on Sparkle,
and really? Everybody's gonna have to get in line because 99 plus DMs already. We don't got time.
You're like facts. Signed to Atlantic. Like, has that sunk in for you?
Yeah, a little bit. It comes in like little pieces, honestly. Cause I'm so busy, I just be running with it, you know.
That's you're like a big deal.
So many people signed to Atlantic. We've been going forever.
Oh, literally.
But what's up, Vince? No. You give me the finger. Is that?
I was gonna close.
Okay.
Or I want to.
So thank you.
It's like when Flavors Gabe.
We are. So thank you to everybody for listening every week. Thank you for those of you that came out to the live show. Thank you to everybody that's listening for the first time. Congratulations to Rach, who got a record deal. That's a big deal. So, you know, the machine is behind you, and we're rooting for you. So, Benz, you want
to
say this out?
Shout-outs to Maniacs, Chip Doug, that's in the building.
Chip!
Chip Doug! His sister's also here.
Madison's
also here. Shout-outs to the listeners again.
Oh, yes, and to everybody. You guys have been showing us so much love. Mm. I'm going on PTO, so nobody look for me.
She's not.
But you guys have been so supportive. And especially shout-out to people that always saw the vision, especially people like John Hope, people like Aaron, people that have always pulled up on us and saw the vision. There are a lot of people that did not see the vision from the beginning.
But it's fine.
And it's perfectly fine. Like, life.
Because we're going to bring it to life for them.
Yes, please. Facts. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, we try, you know. And
she signed, so she knows.
You have to say it was the best. It was the best interview.
This is the best interview.
Boom! Lit. Suck it!
And to close it out, I want to wish everybody a happy holidays.
Happy birthday to Regina.
You gotta do it. Let me take it back a second.
Happy birthday to Regina every single day to the end of this year. Happy holidays to everybody that listens from Japan to Germany to Canada to
Bulgaria.
Cali.
Flex.
You already know it's your boy Benz alongside Regina, Christina, and Rach. We are Spark of PVD, and thank you for listening. Later.
Thank you.